News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, taking good care of us. We very much appreciate his help and hard work to keep us going. In the studio with us now, Alf is here. Dr. Alfred Sievers is here. He's an associate professor of English at Bucknell University. Of course, I know him because he really well represented the humanities component, the literature and history and English as it related to the Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies, making sure that things like the history of the Native Americans and all of the books and the great authors that had written fabulous books and just all the written history was brought up and talked about and made sure that it was really relished as it should be. So, Alf, thank you so much for coming back.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me here.
I really do appreciate it. Well, you have been helping us walk through this series, What's It Mean to Be an American? And so as we are really watching, the impeachment acquittal and the Democratic presidential contenders go at it, does that help us redefine what it means to be an American? I always sort of think anybody who takes action in any way, I always think of them as sort of outstanding young Americans kind of thing.
Well, maybe you're right, Mark, although I'm tempted this election year to try to see if I can get a gig out of the country for a few months and then come back after November.
Come back.
Because the flip side of the virtues of being active are that we're at a point in time when people seem quite divided, at least some of the loudest voices, and it makes it difficult sometimes. But we're sponsoring another event in the series coming up Tuesday, February 18th, and this one should be really interesting. It's a debate dialogue between two people who have different views on religious and sexual freedoms. So issues like the Equality Act that's before Congress, issues like the Human Relations Ordinance that's before the Lewisburg Borough Council, and so forth. A couple writers who have thought a lot about these things have written a lot about them and disagree deeply, but are frenemies in the sense that they're able to get along and discuss things in a civil way. And that's what we'd like to model for our students at Bucknell and, of course, for ourselves and people in the community, too.
What's the worst of our worst divided dialogue? You know, we have one person drove into a group of supporters of President Trump yesterday. They were, I think, registering voters somewhere. So maybe I'll answer my own question initially. But what else is the worst of our worst behavior when we're divided like this?
Well, worst behavior, I think there's a lot of it. I mean, we saw that at Charlotte, certainly, in terms of the right. I think we see it, in my view, also on the left with ideas of so-called preemptive violence, the idea that sometimes you have to take violent actions against people even before they do something because they're going to do violence to you. That kind of mentality, it seems, is there's a core group of folks across the political spectrum who are buying into that, and I think that's a potential danger for us, yeah.
And what's the best of us? We do see some Facebook dialogue here, some social media, where people say, wow, okay, well, Bernie Sanders' idea here is good, but this idea of just calling himself a socialist, is sort of a buzzword, but they like the idea of lowering prescription prices or whatever. So is that the best of the best of us?
I think the best of us are the three high schoolers who rescued the woman from the car wash recently locally, all the folks who just get up every morning and try to help others, whether it's the local charity campaigns going on for community needs or scouts or other kinds of activities people are doing. And somehow we have to regain that sense of, okay, we're all Americans together. That's my view. And we can disagree strongly on things, but we're part of the same family, if you will. At the end of the day, we still have to have dinner together. So,
Well, and it seems as though the faith community also, we're very glad to say, makes sure that their sanctuaries have deliverables, you know, that they don't just gather and worship, but that they go out and they have a response to this, too.
Right. I think, you know, one local example, you know, that I have some personal knowledge of is, you know, Mazeppa Manor, for example, which does a lot in a rural area with food pantry work, helping people get employed and so forth. And there are many, many examples of that around the valley. So.
Yeah, Mazeppa's Manna is something that's been growing here. Pastor Phillips up there making sure that that keeps going.
Yeah, I think I called it manna rather than manna.
Right. I'll clarify. But, okay, so we are also divided as to how we think sort of the sexual values of the nation should go. Tell me about the two different individuals, what they think here.
Right. So the two folks are coming Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m., Elaine Langone Center Forum at Bucknell. One is Rod Dreher. He's a New York Times bestselling author of The Benedict Option, which advocates for traditional religious communities, whether Jewish, Christian, Muslim, etc., to be more intentional in the way that they build communities and educate their kids. We're familiar with this in the Valley from the Mennonites and Amish communities. He's not exactly advocating separating from public life in the same way, but he's saying religious people need to be more intentional in their sense of community. And part of that for him is supporting ideas of traditional family, which are at odds with some other ideas and ideals about equal rights for people with different minority sexual identities. And the other speaker, Dr. Andrew Sullivan, is a blogger who for years wrote a blog called The Daily Dish, and that was called one of the most influential voices in America and supporting the campaign for same-sex marriage and acceptance of gay rights. So they will be debating and dialoguing. For years, they've been disagreeing with each other online, but doing so in usually a respectful way. Dr. Sullivan identifies as Catholic. Rod Dreher is an Orthodox Christian writer down in Louisiana. And so they have a common interest in faith issues, but very different views about how to approach some of these issues that are roiling the public sphere at the moment. So.
Is not our ability to have all of these identities and moral values thriving in the U.S., is not that evidence that this, what does it mean to be an American, or that this American experiment is working?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of us as Americans would like to think that we are a pluralistic society, that we can hold together with people holding varying views and varying identities, and but it, you know, it's tricky sometimes in navigating that. And I think when it comes down to legal issues, for example, our legal system in some ways is a wonderful thing. In other ways, it sometimes encourages confrontation and, you know, different kinds of both arguably helping people, but then also sometimes exacerbating differences at the same time. So how to navigate regulating and trying to ensure fairness for everybody, you know, who the referee is and how should the referee best act. And sometimes, you know, as in baseball, the umpire gets in trouble with one part of the crowd or the other. So,
does the genius of the Constitution seem increasingly evident to you every day?
Well, it does to me personally, although I think that, you know, in some ways it's complicated because there are people, some of them in academia, who consider the Constitution today to be at least in part a kind of oppressive document. You know, I don't want to exaggerate or mischaracterize anybody's views, but I do have trouble seeing that personally, because I think, for example, the First Amendment to me is a brilliant thing. I think we're navigating the Second Amendment, you know, like with the Buffalo Township sanctuary movement and so forth. That's obviously, you know, quite a controversial point. I think the Electoral College, the election of senators, you know, even just the way the Supreme Court operates and so forth, these are all points of controversy currently. But certainly, I would hope that we can come together about the First Amendment, although even there, some people think the assertion of freedom of speech and, you know, religious freedom can be hurtful to, you know, certain groups or other people. And so there's, I detect a little bit more of a buzz of criticism from some quarters of the Constitution these days, although at the same time, I think, you know, personally, I think we're all benefiting from it, you know, especially the First Amendment. So that's my take anyway. So
I appreciate it. What does a great American do today? I mean, we have a lot of great Americans who choose not to vote, so it isn't just participation and response.
Right. I think some people are, for one reason or another, just fed up with the political process and don't want to get involved because of what it might mean for their families or their privacy and so forth. So I think being a great American in a lot of ways just means standing up for each other and also, you know, being willing to speak our mind, but doing so in a civil, reasonable way where we're not trying to exclude folks with different views as if they're not Americans with us. You know, again, I get back to the dinner table analogy. In a sense, we all have to kind of come back to have dinner together in one way or another, whether it's sharing community services, volunteer fire departments, other things. And when push comes to shove, hopefully we pull together as has happened in the past.
So. All right. So Rod Dreher and Andrew Sullivan will be on campus, both learned, outspoken leaders on separate sides of sort of the human sexual values that exist in the U.S. On March 24th, Victor Davis Hanson's going to be here from Stanford. And on March 19th, Laura Kipnis will hear, professor of communications at Northwest University, Unwanted Advances, Sexual Paranoia Comes to Campus. And Peter Boschanin, I'm going to probably saying it wrong, Boschanin, would you say? So, yeah, you don't have it yet either. Okay, good. From Portland State University, Grievance Studies, the Future of the Academy, and a wide range of other individuals. Please make a pitch for folks to consider attending some of these Bucknell discussions.
Yeah, I think that it's really good for people to get educated and maybe hear, I mean, I'm speaking to myself here, and hear other points of view than and be able to spend a little bit of reflective time on these issues more than the sound bites or the Twitter feeds that we usually get on them, which are all important, too. I mean, in the sense that, you know, people need to communicate. But, you know, to as Americans, we should be willing to invest a little time, you know, maybe an hour a month in listening to some different views on these issues, at least. And this is an opportunity to do that. And I want to thank you, Mark, also for all you do all the time in the Valley to have people of different views on. So important. It's part of what makes us American, too.
Well, you're quite welcome. This is what we do here, is raise up these conversations. We think they're very important, and sometimes we go back and online look at some of these remarks after they're delivered to look at the online version at Bucknell University. We encourage folks to do the same. You can look it up at bucknell.edu.
And bpalc.blogs.bucknell.edu has information on the series, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Alf Sievers. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Do appreciate that. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury.